Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show.
Trade that pear tree for a satsuma.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand.
Turn the mic on. Pears would not do well in the swamp. That's for sure.
They wouldn't do well in the swamp. Not in a freeze cycle, I guess.
Probably not. Yeah, too wet.
I have not eaten a satsuma, I think, since I left Louisiana. But I used to like them as a kid because you didn't have to peel them. I mean, the meat, just the fruit inside separated
it up,
from the skin. All you had to do was just crack the skin, open it. Not like an orange where you had to peel inch by inch.
A lot of those tangerines and mandarins are like, once they get really ripe, that you can almost hear them rattle inside the skin.
That's satsuma. That's the way I remember them. Climbing satsuma trees and fig trees. Boy, you just eat them till you're fat as a tick.
I hope you didn't get squashed like a tick.
That's right.
All right, let's get to our callers. Tom and Buckeye starts us off at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And I got a note, we have a set of basketball tickets to give away. We're talking Arizona family tradition. So if you call in and you share your Arizona family tradition, we'll put your name in a hat at the end of the broadcast. Everyone that shares a tradition will pull a name, and you will, if you want, you will be sent to the, and I don't know when this game is. We'll find out a little bit more.
I think it's actually tonight.
Yeah, it's tonight at 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Tonight at 7. ASU versus Lehigh men's basketball. So we'll start with Tom, who's on the phone and telling everyone on the other side he's on the phone.
Yeah, he is.
Do you have a family holiday tradition you'd like to share?
No, we just all get together.
Okay. All right. So what you working on in your yard today?
Well, what we have is we have a tangerine tree. Very nice, very full, a lot of fruit, good color. The leaves seem to be curling for some reason, and we're wondering why.
Well, tangerine leaves can be a little more curly than any other variety of citrus anyhow. And then we have a little critter called a thrip, T-H-R-I-P, thrip, that when it attacks, so to speak, the citrus leaf, it causes the leaf, when it heals itself, to curl up. Almost looks like the leaf had arthritic hands. It's just kind of gnarly and misshaped. It's pretty much a cosmetic issue. They don't really do any damage to the tree other than make it look a little funny. So you probably have a little bit of both of that going on.
Oh, okay. So don't worry about it.
Not much to worry about. As long as they've got good green color, and the tree is putting on fruit, and it looks healthy other than that.
It has a ton of fruit on it. They're not quite ready yet.
Yeah.
But the leaves are green, so.
That's good. Good and full and thick with foliage, it's probably fine.
And there's really not much to do with citrus until fertilizing time later. Just try and keep them from freezing right now.
Yeah, that would be the only thing if we were to have a freeze, especially with the fruit ripening and becoming ripe and sitting on the tree. That's the biggest thing we worry about with citrus. Yeah, and so other than picking them and enjoying them now, there's not much not much else to do.
Well, let's run up I-10 and pull off into Cottonwood, bring Diane into the conversation. Wants to talk about pear trees. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. I was wondering about the pear tree. If it would grow in Cottonwood,
I would think,
how large does it get?
Verde Valley would probably be an awesome place to grow most of the palm and stone fruits, yes.
Well, and how large does it get?
Well, pears tend to be a little more upright grower. They don't spread out quite as wide as an apricot or a peach. So the nice thing about deciduous fruit trees, like any of the peaches, apples, plums, pears, you can cut them back in the wintertime pretty severely. They produce fruit on new growth, so it doesn't hurt to cut them back hard. And when they've lost all their leaves in the winter, you can prune them hard. So you can keep them relatively small by how severely or how hard you prune them. You can also use pears and apples on espaliers. So you can put them on a wall and train them to a trellis, flatten them out so they don't take up very much room at all. It just depends on how you want to keep them, train them, where they're planted. Just if you just stuck a pear tree out in the yard and didn't do much to it, it'd probably get about you know, 15, 18 feet tall and 12 to 15 feet wide in that ballpark.
And are there graft varieties? I know in citrus you got all kinds of dwarf varieties that they've come out with.
There's some semi-dwarfing. I don't know that there's a true genetic dwarf pair, but there are some varieties that might keep it. But the best way really to control the growth on those is how you prune them. And, of course, you want to pick a variety that will work well in your area. Fruit trees, the non-citrus type fruit trees need winter chill hours to produce fruit. And you also have to take into account when your last frost is. So you don't want a variety that's too early or too late, depending on your weather conditions.
Pears are actually one of the fruits I like. My mom used to make a pear salad with mayonnaise and shredded cheese. It was delicious.
None of your children like that salad, but I like it.
I did.
I know. Sweet Jennifer.
It's not a good leftover. You have
That's
to
true.
Get it fresh.
It's weepy. Yeah.
If you eat it the next day, it's like soggy and the pears are all mushy.
Well, Miss Shirley
it's
just
like
called.
Baby food.
Okay. Miss Shirley just called from North Central Phoenix, and she's let us know she has a Asian pear tree that bears fruit that's huge, like a grapefruit.
Well, Asian pears are a little different.
Okay.
They're what we call an apple pear.
Oh, okay.
And they're more round, typically, more crisp, like, you know, an apple, and they do very well here. Yes.
Well, she had a good fruit tip, I thought, too. She said they take it off the tree before it gets too terribly ripe so the birds don't get to it and then put it in the garage to soften them. So.
Well, pears, you almost have to pick it in. Bring it, you know, wrap. Some people wrap them in newspaper, put them in the garage, lay them out. They just won't ripen well on the tree. You just almost have to do that with pears. Yeah.
Well, make sure you get Diane's address in Cottonwood, because if she plants a pear tree next Christmas, I'll send her a partridge.
Okay.
Or a scrawny pigeon.
It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We're in the garden. If you have a question for John J. Harper, get on now.
You're listening to the number one referral network in the state, as voted by Ranking Arizona. It's the Rosie on the House Show.